Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Hazel Runs Her Mouth. This wonderful edition will be starting very soon, but until then, I will play you a song. That silence you heard was my brain working. Please note there was silence as there's nothing in my brain. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. What a phenomenal way to start the week. What can I say? Sunday, I had the most wonderful birthday party, which then turned into an engagement party because my trelly, the love of my life, who I've been known for 6.5 years, finally...
Isn't that long?
Shut up! Hasn't it been that long? Finally asked me to marry him, and I said yes. So wedding bells are chiming and all that good stuff. And as I say, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Already one item has been done, and I asked a friend of mine called Erin if she could do my wedding cake topper, and said to her, don't start it until January. Well, she got a little bit excited. It's already done. It's complete. She's going to be posting photos of it because she's so proud of it. But it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. You can find her work, actually, on Critters by Erin on Facebook. She does some wonderful stuff. It's made with complete love and everything. I'm totally in love with her work. So please check it out. So yeah, it's awesome. Please, as I say, when you see this it's a husband and wife turtle, surprise, surprise. And she's done such an amazing job on it. I sent her a picture of something that I was wanting to say, could you make something like it? And she did such a great job. Very, very pleased. So thank you so much, Erin, for that. She's confused because I said I just plugged her on my radio show. She's like, what? So I'm just saying I have a radio show Wednesday night and just plugged your page and the work you do.
Talk about the government shutdown.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about the government shutdown or the government shit fest, whatever you want to call it. To me, it's absolutely disgusting that these elected officials, you know, have decided to shut down the government because they can't agree on something. In my mind, it's like too damn bad. Get on with it. That's what you're paid for. And instead of, you know, they should be going without their wages and everything. And a friend of mine, I've spoken about Cora before, as you know, she is a good friend of mine. I love her to death. Her husband's a vet and receives VA benefits. And they've been informed that as of November, there will be no benefits coming to them. And seriously, what the hell is that about? How can you, as a government, say to those people who defended your country, defended you, say to them, you know what, there's no money coming your way, but I'm going to still get my few hundred thousand, you know, that I get. There was one senator, and I can't remember who it was, who actually signed over his monthly wage to 5 families who received VA benefits. Now, what does that tell you? That he could, out of his wages, cover the benefits that 5 families receive who are on VA benefits. That tells me, one, he's being paid too damn much, and two, you know, if everybody in the Senate did that, instead of just pocketing the money and deciding, well, hey, I've got a vacation for a few weeks, there'd be so much more, you know, so much more progress going on. And one senator actually decided he wasn't going to accept his paychecks and wanted to live on food stamps for a month just to see what it was like, and he was stunned by, the creativity of those who are on food stamps and what they can do with the money and everything. But it really is a shame that the Democrats actually were the ones who vetoed the plan for the VA vets, for the veterans and everything, to be able to receive their money during this lockdown. They wanted all or nothing. And to me, it was a case of, you know what, these are the people who protect you. You know, when you see senators and the president and stuff go places, it's the armed services who protect them. And if you're saying, to me, it's basically saying, fuck you for what you do.
And it's not fair. There are so many families who live on their VA benefits because, you know, their family member, whether it's a husband or wife, is no longer able to go into the workplace because of conditions like PTSD, because of injuries, because of depression, because of so many things. And for the government to say, well, you know what, fuck you, we'll keep our pay coming in, but we ain't going to give you jack shit. And that to me is so disgusting and so disheartening that our military is thought of in such an underhanded way. And I think all of us, you know, should think long and hard at the next elections, whether it's local elections, state elections, and when we eventually have the presidential election again, as to what we want to do. I will say this, I'm not a fan of Scott Walker. Some of you know my opinions on him and how he runs Wisconsin. But the one thing I will actually stand behind him for is that he has said that he will do whatever he can to make sure VA benefits in Wisconsin are still paid. Even if it's a reduced amount, he is still going to fund the money somehow. Those were his words.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah. Right.
No.
Regular disability isn't going to be affected by it. It's veterans' benefits that so far at the moment that are the first ones to be affected. And but as I was saying, Scott Walker isn't, I'm not a big fan of his, but as you heard me say, he said he's going to work out some way to get some money to Wisconsin vets, which to me is a good thing. The other thing that he did was he is refusing to close down public parks, war memorials, and all that lot because he feels that they should remain open, that it doesn't matter whether or not you have people monitoring them or not. They should remain open because a war memorial is just that. It's a memorial to those who served their country and died. And everybody should have that right to go there at any time to pay their respects. So he's actually defying what he was told to do and keeping those open. And for those things, he does get some of my respect back for that. The one thing I would say is if you know a family who are living on VA benefits, I keep saying VA benefits, I mean veterans benefits. If you know somebody who's living on them and that's their, you know, source of income and you have a way to help them out, it doesn't have to be like going up to them and saying, here's a check for $100 or here's a check for a couple of $100. Even if it's just by going to their home and taking them some food or, you know, offering to run in places, because obviously it affects everything. It affects them being able to get around because of gas money, et cetera. Offer to take them places they need to go. You know, just help out and help these families out because come November, they're going to be up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. And that's where this country is going to start to fall big time, because you're going to have people who are unable to pay their rent, who are unable to pay their bills through no fault of their own. They're unable to pay it because the government decided in its infinite wisdom that, you know what, let's just let the vets rot. And that's the way, in my mind, I see it. And to me, it's, you know, it's, yeah, and this is, as my friend said, you know, there are a lot of things that are going to happen in the sense that, you know, you can't pay your rent on time. So some landlords, if they're not very understanding, are going to start charging late fees. So whereas a rent, just for argument's sake, maybe $600, by the end of it, it might end up being $700 because of fees. It might then go up even further. And, you know, as time goes on and time goes on, there's only so such a length of time that the landlords are going to say you can stay. And I truly, truly believe that all government officials are doing an extreme injustice to our vets and their families by doing this. You know, I've said it probably 4 or 5 times since the start of this show. The vets are the ones who protect them, and they need to be treated with respect. They need to be treated with love and understanding, because so many families and everything have to deal with the fact that when their family member does go off to war, that they then they come back a completely different person. Damn it. Oh, hold on. AJ. There's tissues right there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, everyone. We're having a dog issue right at this minute. But I'm going to come back in a second. I'm going to play another song, and then we'll talk some more.
Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
And we are back. So we hope everybody has had a good weekend. Well, weekend, and all that good stuff since our last show. I apologize last week for not being on it.
What day is it?
Hump day.
Hump day.
He's such a weird man. But yeah, I was... You know, last week I had Robert speaking with his dad on the phone. His dad's just recently been released from jail. And basically, how should I put this? Robert cannot have unsupervised visitation or phone calls with his dad. So I had to be around for that, which put AJ in charge of the show. And unfortunately, AJ's prepared for his show time, but he's just not always prepared for something for my show time. So that's why mostly last week a lot of music and stuff was played. But I will actually give you a rundown because some of you have been following me on Facebook and know that yesterday I was accused of being a very bad mom. Threats were made actually to have Robert taken away from me as well because apparently I haven't been doing a good job all these years. But I was basically explaining to you what happened in 07, actually, no, it was 06. I had busted my knee and my ankle. And what had then happened was I was very, very sick, basically. And, oh, my gosh, it was horrible. The front door got busted in and the police searched our home. And it turns out Robert's dad had been busted in one of those to catch a predator things. It's been very tough, to say the least. It's been very tough. And I ended up being a single mom raising Robert by myself. And I personally think I've done a phenomenal job with him. He is an amazing child. But yesterday, it was a shitstorm. But I have a couple of messages that are coming through that need my urgent priority. So I am going to play another song for you guys. And obviously, this is just me, really. Love you all.
Volkswirbelzufolge auf minus 13,5 nach noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute
Go ahead, be gone with it.
And we are back. So what I was basically saying is I was letting you guys know that I was caught in one of those to catch predator type sting operations, and he has been pretty much been in and out of Robert's life for the past, since I was six through now. That's how many years it's been going on. He's a very bitter man because I refuse to be with him, basically. He doesn't understand how I can't get past the cheating. He admitted to cheating with over 50 women, among other things that he did. And he doesn't understand why I can't get past that. And I should forgive him. And it's the Christian thing to do, to forgive him. Well, you know, it's easier said than done, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm happy with my life the way it is. You know, I work hard to do what I can for Robert and to be the best mom I can for him. And, you know, Robert doesn't need two parents screaming and shouting at each other the way me and his dad were. His dad was a very emotionally abusive man, very emotionally abusive. We did actually get into a physical altercation once, where he punched me in the face, and I lost my temper. I wasn't going to be hit by any man, and so I went after him back. You know, and the thing of it is that how can a man who's been in jail for so long and for the crimes he did accuse me of being a bad parent? You know, Robert is doing really well in school, very kind, caring child. You all know how I feel about my son, and I don't need somebody like that making comments and, you know, making threats and then saying, well, it's his family who are doing that. If it is his family who are doing that, they should have done something years ago instead of now, you know, and I'm not going to be dealing with all of that now. It's totally unnecessary, and it worked me up into such a state last night. I try to not let him get the better of me, but, you know, last night I'd forgotten all the mental abuse that I'd went through, and so then to be confronted by it and having flashbacks, I think I was more upset because I had flashbacks of what my life used to be like and how unhappy I was. And it's those things that I don't think people actually realize, you know, how much it affects you, and you shouldn't have to deal with that. You shouldn't have to deal with, you know, somebody's attitude being so piss poor that they hurt and belittle you. You know, there's one person who knows this, and that is a friend of mine called Vicky, knows that I went to her, and when I was honest with Robert, said I told him about Matthew, and it was just contempt. It wasn't like, I'm sorry about your loss and everything. It was, you know, everything else other than that. And, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of what he thinks of me, Matthew was Robert's brother and deserves to be remembered as such. And, you know, you can have all your issues you want with me, but, you know, at least to show a little bit of respect. I'm expected to respect his family and what his family stands for and everything, yet I don't actually receive any of that in return. I'm just belittled. There's a handful of people in his family who do actually respect me. The rest of them don't. Robert's uncle Terry has tried having me deported. They tried all manner of things, saying I'm incompetent. We've had CPS at our front door. So back when we lived on our old place, loads of things like that. And, you know, it's just very sad that somebody could actually stoop that low to be so cruel to the person who's raising a son. I don't go to them for anything. You know, despite the rumors that were out there that said that, you know, I'm always begging for money and I expect everybody to buy everything I have and that. But, you know, it's a bunch of crap. Most people will tell you that buying things for me, asking me what I want isn't a good thing to do. You just have to go and do it. Because if you say to me, what do you want, unless it's food, then I'm more than happy to tell you if I'm hungry or not. If you say to me, okay, I want to get you something, what do you want? It's like, no, you don't have to worry about doing that. Don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. Your best bet is to just do it. So I don't go and ask people for things. I didn't ask any of his family members for anything. And then to have those accusations, you know, it's like, did they speak with the group of women on Facebook who, you know, started trouble? It's like, damn, that a whole lot together. They should all just go off to an island somewhere, to be perfectly honest with you. Anyway, it's 9:35 here in Milwaukee. It's been a beautiful fall day. And while I reflect on that and get a cup of tea, I am going to play a song for you.
Come on, happy summer. hook up. Beating if you wanna hook up with me. You know you wanna hook up. Stop playing. Instead of acting like you're supposed to, you got me an attitude like you're too good for me.
We know that.
And you know it. Trying to clown you, but you're too damn old to play high school games with me.
You know that, man. Too damn old.
Yes, you do. Cause even when I'm not around you, I'll be hearing from my friends you be asking about me.
So well, that's true.
We are back. Oh dear. So going on about this whole perception of people and how, you know, certain people have this one perception of me and how Robert says family has a certain perception of me and everything. The other thing is I'm not going to mention their name, but I received a message on Facebook today from someone who was deleting me from their Facebook friends list. AJ, get this. Because I'm too weird. And that I should really go and get myself checked out because unicorns don't exist. And I keep talking about them like they are real. And I'm obviously bipolar and have some issues. And I really need to get myself sorted out. Personally, I thought that was called having a sense of humor and keeping things light. But apparently that's me actually having mental issues. Well, we all knew I had mental issues. That's no big surprise there. This one woman did, she deleted me because she thought I was weird because of it. Now, my whole thing is this. I have a huge bunch of friends who I absolutely adore, and we're all baby lost moms. And because of that, because of that, we all stick together, and at times we all need cheering up. So you will see me do crazy ass stuff, like pretend I'm flying around, you know, in my Eeyore PJs, you know, say I'm doing silly things and that. There's tissue there. Say I'm doing silly things and everything. And it's mainly because we all need that comic relief, and it's always nice to just have a good laugh and everything. And I want my friends to have a good laugh because, you know, we all have bad days. And it's nice to just have somebody from time to time to just pick you up and make you feel better. And, the, you know, life isn't that bad. Well, it's bad because we've lost our children, but that you're not alone and there's somebody out there who's just completely insane and wants to have a good time with you. But to, you know, to delete someone because of it, just, it really did make me laugh, because that is that whole perception of what you think of people and what they perceive. And for the record, unicorns are real. I'm not going to have anything said against unicorns. I love my unicorns. My unicorns love me. And that's all there is to it. If you don't like unicorns, you can go fuck yourself, because unicorns are real. And that's all I have to say. So on that note, if anybody has seen my pet unicorn, I wish they would return. I broke the unicorn out of the pound yesterday, and once again, unicorn has run away. I know where Ermintrude has run away to, and I want her back. But she's obviously being a meanie right now and not doing as she's told, which is typical. But anywho, moving swiftly along. Now, I mean, a lot of people are also mentioning this, of how dumb it is that it is October. We haven't even had Halloween yet. And stores like Walmart, Walgreens, Target, Kmart, etc. are breaking out the Christmas decorations. I personally am filled with fear when I see that. I love Halloween, so as far as I'm concerned, Halloween is my Christmas. But seriously, could we please, like, at least get through one holiday before we start breaking out the decorations for everything else? Now, I understand in my case it's a little bit different because, you know, my pet family all being in England and everything, you know, we kind of do Christmas shopping early because of the whole shipping and all that lot. But seriously, let's get through some holidays first. Let's get through Halloween before we start bringing out the Halloween, the Christmas decorations. I mean, I love Christmas, don't get me wrong, but it is getting to the point where it is way too commercialized, and I have had issues in the past, and that has another thing to do with my relationship with Robert said in regards to, like, Christmas and birthdays and stuff. But, you know, the whole thing of all this, let's get things out, let's get people shopping and that already, just drives me insane. Personally, this year, I'm shopping with small businesses. I'm getting stuff like for close friends and family and that from online vendors who I know and trust. Like Erin, who, as I said, made my wedding cake topper, even though I told her not to start until the new year, kind of got carried away and finished it today. But, you know, it's, I just don't even understand it. I really don't. But, there is one good thing about holiday seasons and everything. And that's when you go into stores like Walgreens and stuff, and they have the toys and the models and stuff that you can press the buttons on and let play music. Myself and Chad actually Sunday did that. We set off loads and loads of the Halloween displays and everything. So you're walking around and you can hear all these different Halloween songs play, which was awesome. I am a big, as I say, I'm a huge Halloween fan. I love Halloween. I love the fact that there's so much going on. There's, my favorite colors are there. The purples, blacks, oranges, all that lot are around. And everything's glittery and shiny. And to me, it's just wonderful. My mom would tell you when I was a little girl, people would say to me, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up, Hazel? You want to be a princess? I was like, no, I want to be a vampire. And that was coming from a 5-year-old girl. So that gives you a clue as to how much Halloween and everything means to me and how much I love Halloween. It's just awesome. It is, you know, the one thing it combines two of my favorite holidays, Christmas and Halloween, is the movie A Nightmare Before Christmas. And it made Chad laugh because we're walking around Walgreens and I'm actually singing the song from it. And he was like, how the hell do you know all the words to that? I was like, hello, do you know me? But my other favorite movie, and this is Cora's fault, she told me to go watch it, is Hotel Transylvania, which has now been taken off of On Demand. How bad is that? Stop laughing, Arturo. So I need to desperately get that movie because, oh my gosh, I love that movie.
Hey, please, they got Wreck-It Ralph on there, too.
I have to check to see if they've got Wreck-It Ralph for him. So let me have a look. Let's see. Do, do, do. But while I'm looking, I am actually going to play you guys a song.
You had my love and I gave you all. Not sure what you come to find.
are back. You're a strange man. Yeah, I'm listening to my babies.
Yeah.
But anyway, oh, I love yours and all this lot. So, yes, it was a good one. So, I had plans of what I was going to talk about today on the show, and it kind of all went out the window, mainly because I forgot what I was going to talk about. What?
Someone reused their dirty pads.
Ew, I actually know someone who does that, AJ just said.
I mean, we all do.
I know actually two people thinking about it. Now, AJ brings up a good point, and it's about, you know, women and hygiene. You know what I mean? And part of my thing in regards to, like, hygiene and that is, as a lot of my friends on that know, is I get to, like, almost OCD about showering and everything like that. I think, personally, everybody should shower twice a day, especially women, because we have crooks, crevices and all that kind of stuff where bacteria can fester and grow and everything. And, you know, I do like shower a lot. I like to keep myself clean. I don't believe that you should go to sleep in the clothes that you wore during the day. I personally think that is just nasty as hell, to be honest with you. And especially with women and when it comes to that child time of the month and everything. And myself and AJ were unfortunate enough to have a roommate who would use the same pad for like 2 or 3 days, wouldn't she? Both of them did. And I am not joking. She smelled bad. Do you know what? She probably did have infections and stuff. We know one of our roommates did. And she was always in and out of the doctors with various infections and stuff. And once when I went with her, she was told it was because of her hygiene. And it actually took the nurse like 25 minutes to clean her up so that they could get a clean urine sample. Now, it has never taken 25 minutes for me to clean my private parts. And that's even after having a kid where you've got leaks and fluids and goo and gunk all flowing out of you. You know, if you are a clean person, it should not take that long to stay clean. If I wanted to, I could take an hour-long shower and still come out as clean as I would if I took a 5-minute one. Because I do, you know, clean regularly, shower regularly, wash my hair regularly, all that kind of stuff. And to me, especially as a woman, I feel so funky around that time of month. I like to shower. I sweat more. My temperature rises a lot. And it's nice to be able to jump in that shower and just wash it all off. You know, you get your clean pad or tampon, whichever one you use, and it freshens you up. It makes you feel good. And for someone to, like, reuse the same one over and over, oh, it's just nasty. One of our roommates that we had would stay in bed when she had her period, wear the same clothes for like 5 days, wouldn't she?
Her
clothes would get stained with blood. Now, speaking as a woman, you leak. I'm sorry, of a nighttime, you leak because you can't stay in that one position. You leak during the day. You leak. You feel there are times when you'll get up and do something and it's like gush and you're like, oh, shit. But, you know, most of us then put those clothes in the wash. And I will say this, period blood is really hard to get out of clothes. It's not the same as if you cut yourself. It's a whole different type of blood. And it actually stains clothes as well. So, but this particular roommate would for like 5 days, not shower or anything, would stay in bed, stay in the same clothes. They would be staying. Oh, God, yeah, she would fall asleep on the toilet too. But it was just nasty. It really was, and she smelled so bad from it. And, you know, it's, to me, it's like, it's just the ultimate in disgusting. It really is. You know, women are supposed to smell a certain way. Everybody has this perception of women smelling really good, smelling clean and everything. And women need to take pride in that. AJ will tell you, and so will Dawn, our, like, current roommate and everything, that I have my cupcake-scented shower scrub in there, which is a sugar scrub, which is really nice. It gets your skin really soft. I have apple-scented hair products. I've got monkey fart-scented soap, body spray. You know, AJ will tell you, I get obsessive when it comes to body products and good smell and stuff. And I've kind of passed that on to my son as well, which isn't a bad thing. Let's be honest. It's not a bad thing at all. But I just don't understand how people can't do that. You know, you don't, my thing is like when you go to bed at night time, you don't have to go out and buy a set of pajamas. You know what I mean? You could designate a pair of shorts and a t-shirt and say, okay, those are my night clothes, and put it to the side. Yes, I've been in my night clothes all day today because I had such a crappy day yesterday. I had to take a day just to be like blessed. But, you know, you set aside some clothes that you just want for that reason and make a point. Have a shower at the end of the day. Put those clothes on. And you will actually find, even though I'm starting to sleep now, but you'll find that you sleep better. And it also is, you know, it's nice getting into bed and smelling fresh instead of getting in there smelling like day-old fart and BO. But that's just my opinion, and I'm sure everybody else has their own opinion on things, but hey, it's my show, which makes me right today. On that note, I am going to play a quick song because I didn't make my cup of tea and I'm thirsty. So here we go. I'll be back.
DJ Khaled is on the run. I repeat, he is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
sunset sitting on D's. Feeling like clock all eyes on me. Fresh bandana and I'm blowing mad trees. Nigga, please, I spit crack every verse and key. Some say Khaled, some say Khalid. 12 years down and I'm finally free. Singing a song, why they had to send my baby home? Fucking with some niggas that pay for loan. Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats. I'm insane, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love brain, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite, Easter Pink. And my wrist brush a plug, but the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will bust your medulla. That's a bullet hole, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock with Junior. I am the little big
cause we
not
take it over.
It's no good.
If you're thirsty for more content, jerk yourself a soda at ngtv.com.
Trust me, I pay for sex.
If only we could fly. Them biscuit style. John Otto. Take him to the Matthews Bridge. Can you feel it? A digital generation.
Generation, sweet song, don't give a fuckin'.
And we are back.
Yes, we are. What a nice day it was today.
I know. Fall is really, like, creeping in. It's not like we've had some years where it's like, boom, here it is.
Uh-huh.
It's like the sun is just pushing on and pushing on. I'm hoping that we have a mild winter because of it, but
I'm
who knows. But it has been phenomenally nice. It's 50. We're looking at the weather right now. It's 52 degrees right now. Which is higher than what it normally is. But it's been so beautiful.
It was like one of those times you just like, man, I just want to sit outside.
You know what? That would be so nice just to sit outside and with a coffee or something outside Starbucks, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Don't be like in the ghetto, y'all just waiting outside to just wait for either trouble or y'all gonna look at some girls like, ooh.
My thing is this, I was brought up when, you know, when I was back in England that we would go for walks to like a coffee shop and sit outside, have a cup of coffee or tea or, you know, get a cake or something and then just have a nice walk back home. And to me, this weather that we are having right now is just the perfect weather for that. It's so nice to be able to do it.
Phenomenal.
You know, phenomenal. Phenomenal. But no, it is. It's the weather has just been perfect for that, and you know, it really is nice, and we need to make the most of it because you know how we don't know how long it's gonna last.
Exactly.
The dew point. Even we did reach the 80s a couple of times last week, but because the dew point was so low, it was so nice being out there. It was like 80 degree weather and just the perfect humidity. There was no, you know, levels of stuff or anything. But then on the other hand, we've had those days where it is unbelievably humid. And we had it a couple of nights where, like tomorrow, 68.
That's
gorgeous.
Warmer inland.
You know, and it is. It's really nice having that temperature. And as I say, you know, here in Wisconsin, we got to make the most of it because, you know.
It'll be like the middle of next week. It'll be changing.
Yeah, it looks like 56 come Wednesday. But, you know, whichever way you look at it, we have had a pretty decent summer, you know, weather-wise. We've had a pretty decent fall so far.
Mm-hmm.
It has been so nice. Obviously, October 6th will always be a phenomenal day.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, it's, you know, it is nice having that really gorgeous weather and it being able to last. And obviously, it's good for football fans, especially if you are a football fan of a football team that has an outdoor stadium.
Like the Packers.
Right now, the Packers, you know, are lucky in the fact that the weather is nice. The Lambeau Field isn't called the frozen tundra for no reason. I mean, that place gets cold.
No kidding.
And you've got to be a diehard fan to put up with that. See that for me. So while we're on that note of weather, I am going to actually play another song. Because I can. It's my show. But let's see. What shall we play? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
New York.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Concrete jungle,
yeah.
Where dreamers play. but I got a gang of walking with my click, though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Z-Lo. Three card, Marley. Labor Day parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty. Long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties. We sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And the winter gets cold. In vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school. Graduated to the high life. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps. Better slip you an ambient.
Another reason why the government shutdown is a bad thing, and I posted it on Facebook the other day, it is because, you know, around the holidays they bring out different flavored beers and everything. They have to be regulated by the Food and Drug Commission and everything, and the inspectors aren't working at the moment, so they can't let out, release all the new drinks and stuff they do for the holiday season.
Well, I can't even complain because I can't even drink anywhere.
No, but it's not the point. It's affecting more than just government jobs. You know, it's affecting breweries. It's affecting other places. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And they did actually shut down for a while the Amber Alert website for when kids go missing, but there was such uproar because Michelle Obama's website was still running, and it's like hers is just about, you know, her family and everything, yet you're going to keep that open but shut down one that helps find missing children. So the Amber Alert one was put back up very, very quickly.
Wait, you want to get angry people talking about they're trying to look for missing kids, and
right,
because of this, they don't want to, you know,
My thing is this. I know everybody was so happy when Obama became president. It was, you know, it was a new era in the fact that we were, you know, we were voting in a black president and that lot. Mm. And to begin with, he set out with the best of intentions, but I think that right now he's doing a very piss poor job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the reasons why the government, the lockdown is because certain senators and everything want... No, it's a mixture before you go jumping on Republicans.
Ari read some of the stuff.
Okay, well, can I have my say? Is it my radio show? Part of it is because there are certain senators out there who want all of the government to have to be part of the Obamacare Act. And Obama has it written in there that the Senate and the government are exempt from being a part of it. And that's one of the reasons why, because there are certain people, both Democrats and Republicans, saying, well, if everybody else has to be part of it, we should too. Another part that, you know, is what's discussed with people, and I read it yesterday, was that it was Democrats who said that the funding for benefits for veterans and stuff should be stopped until it can be sorted. They wouldn't vote to let it happen. Let them at least get their money.
Okay.
And my thing is that, you know, the government should be worried about their vets. They're the ones who stood in front of everybody and saying, I'll protect you. They're the ones who protect the president and everything. And for them then to turn around and say, okay, we're going to keep all of our money coming in, but we're not going to pay them, is wrong.
Yeah, I get that.
And, you know, that's part of my issue with it and everything is that, yeah, the Republicans have done some shitty-ass things too. But, you know, the Democrats aren't these, the Hail Mary and, you know, we will win and we will prevail. You know, it's, you've got to compromise. There are so many people out there who are being affected by this. You know, it's terrible. It really is because everybody is at some point or another going to be hit by these shutdowns. Because if it doesn't get resolved, you can better believe that food stamps are going to stop. WIC has already stopped in certain areas. You know, food stamps going to stop. Medical coverage is going to stop. Eventually, if they keep it up, Social Security benefits are going to stop. Right now, those things are safe, but for how much longer? You know, it's not right. It really, really isn't right.
I guess my thing is, like, they should have just still kept it open and, like, still trying to work something.
But they're arguing over it every morning. And nobody's willing to sit down and say, okay, well, this is what we should really do. My thing is this, and I agree with what a friend of mine said. She went, get rid of all of the government and put a bunch of housewives who are living on benefits, who are living on fixed income, in charge of the country and see how quickly they work out a budget for this country and get things sorted.
Wait a minute. Housewives get paid.
No, we're not saying that.
The easiest, most awesomest, cheapest.
Okay. We're not saying housewives get paid. We're saying put a woman who has to run a household on a fixed income or a limited income or on food stamps or on VA benefits or on disability benefits, put them in charge of running the country and see how quickly the budget is sorted out.
So my question is, since Hillary thinks that she's going to be running for president, do you think she'll?
I don't think she's going to do as good a job as people hope she would. But I think that she will do a decent job because, one, I think she's a little bit more in tune to, you know, what families and everything go through. Because, if, you know, despite the fact that her and Bill have money now, it wasn't always that way.
Mm-hmm.
They were struggling. They were, you know, trying their hardest to support, raise their family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what we're talking about, Charles. Who?
Housewives?
No, shut up.
Bobo Hillary Clinton.
You know, and let's be perfectly honest. When you actually have somebody say, okay, we've got these bills to pay and we've got this budget, you know, most of us actually know how to get those things sorted. We know how to make a set amount of money spread. Heck, you do it with food stamps. You do it with disability money. You know, you work out how these things should spread and everything. And I don't think anybody who runs the budget and runs in government has any idea of that. Because most of them, let's be honest, most of them have houses that are, because they're voted into office, their state that they come from has a senator's house or a governor's mansion, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's paid for. Where does their money go? They get cars, they get the travel, they get everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And put me out, heck, put me and a bunch of my friends from online in the office. We will get that budget sorted out in about a week. And we'd have money left over. And, but seriously, you know, why is it so hard for people to grasp the fact that Obama said we had money to go to war against Syria, to bomb Syria, to have our troops fight in Syria. But all of a sudden, we haven't got money to pay our vets their benefits.
No, I think it's just like the same thing, you know, when all presidents was in office, like, there's money there. They're just trying to be stingy about it.
Exactly. They're trying to hold on to those purse strings and, you know, not.
Huh?
We're going to discuss that.
They're bad, too.
Do you know what? Nobody in office, to be perfectly honest with you, is doing what
Kennedy
they said. Kennedy was a good president. But there's so much
sorry.
In it for what is.
Sorry. I thought he was a Democrat.
Kennedy was, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. But
I'm saying there's so much now when it seems to me when people run for office, it's more about, oh, I can get a paid vacation here. I can use this. I'm going to get a company car. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. It's all about me, 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 me. And they forget about what they are in office for. They forget about, okay, you were supposed to be doing this. You were supposed to be doing that. And it does. It goes completely out the window.
I hate the Patriots.
And it's a shame. It really is. It's a shame that that happens and everything. Because we are the ones out of our tax money who are paying them. You know what? You don't want it? Fine. Let me give my tax money to somebody who deserves it. I would rather all of the money that we pay in taxes when we go grocery shopping, when we buy clothing that comes out of our wages and everything, I would rather all that tax money goes to, I would rather write a check out to my friend Cora and her family and say, look, here's a check for X amount of money. That's my taxes for the year. That's for your husband being a soldier. That's for your husband for fighting for our country. And I agree with what my friend has just said. It would be nice to have a president who isn't rich, who understands the struggles that we go through.
True, vote for one of us then.
And that's the thing. We really, really need to have somebody who is what I call. I know it is. I'm aware of that, Robert. But the fact of it is that you've got a bunch of rich people running the government to make the rich get richer while the poor get poorer. That's my views. And, you know,
we're not poor.
We're just flat ass broke. We one paycheck away from living in a cardboard box, motherfucker. But anyway, I'm going to put on another song before I get too heated on the subject. And we'll be back.
I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I'm out of time and all I got is 4 minutes.
girl. Come on.
Make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on! Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
jump before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
I'm gonna wind you up.
Always look on the right side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First thing that we see, you know.
Always look on the right side of life.
What you got to lose, you know? You come from nothing, you go back to nothing. What you lost? Nothing.
Look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing, you know. Records available in the foyer. Someone's got to live as well,
right?
Who do you think pays for all this rubbish? I'm going to make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life.
Okay.
So what did you think of the wedding cake topper that my friends made for our wedding cake?
I actually liked it.
Isn't it awesome?
Very good.
I'm like that. She actually came to me. She said to me earlier today, "Do you want the groom turtle to have a darker skin color as AJ Black?" And I was like, "Do you know what? It didn't even occur to me." I'm like, "Yeah, that would be awesome."
Oh crap! This is almost over. Think like a man.
Oh, probably on demand too.
It is. I actually got it recorded on there.
Yep. But the one thing I will say is that. I am so excited for us to get married.
That is fine, huh?
I am. We've already decided we're going to have a courthouse wedding.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to have a big blowout wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
However, we were looking into the prices, and the two places so far that we've thought about having the reception at cost $10,000. And yet, no. Not going to happen. We'll find somewhere. But there is one thing I do actually have to say while we're on the air, and that is I already said that I've got three people who I want as bridesmaids, even though we're getting married at the courthouse. They're special women in my life. That is two best friends, which is Laurie. She lives in Illinois and she's coming up for it. And my friend Anne, who is in Minnesota, and she's coming into town for it. The other one would be your sister.
Oh, wow.
Because even though me and your sister have had issues in the past, when we lost Matthew last year, she checked on me every single day for 6 months to make sure I was okay.
Oh, wow.
So I would have your sister as well. And, you know, I think it's just going to be great, to be honest. It's going to be so much fun. I got a few friends who live way out of town who said that they're going to come in for it too. Oh, excuse me. Which will be fun. If I have a question, are you still going to ask a certain person to be your best man?
Certain person?
Yeah. Sure.
Probably will. He'll probably be one or two.
Who else?
Maybe my choice between my other friend Chris and my other stepbrother Chris.
Yeah, cause that's
Ronnie's brother.
Yeah, I remember you were very close to him.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. The question is would you also have Ronnie's dad invite him for the reception? He is awesome. Oh, my God. AJ's stepdad had me in hysterics at AJ's uncle's funeral. We were leaving the funeral, and he introduced himself to me as Artrell's lover, and that they've been having a relationship for many years, and he was jealous that I'd managed to get AJ to move in with me. I was gone. I am laughing so hard. We're outside the funeral home, and I'm in absolute hysterics at this. And it was so funny, but I think it would be so much fun. It was just, oh. But there is, I do actually have, the other thing is that even though we won't be having flower girls in the sense of that, I would want your niece to be like a flower girl, because when we get introduced to come in as Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Jones, I would want her to walk through first with those petals.
So I'm in like a big wedding.
Yeah, kind of.
But I guess it was a funny thing where all the guys were just playing in the wedding.
Oh my God, that was so funny. There's like three women here. There's me, Dawn, and George's girlfriend. So I'm sorry, I can't remember her name for the life of me. But we're like sitting, there's three of us women there. We come out and announce that we're getting married. And it's the men who start doing the Daniel Bryan yes chant really, really loudly.
Oh, I wish I would have that recorded.
Oh my God. And then they're all deciding on the wedding. Oh, we're going to do this, and then you could do that, and then we could do this. And it was, to me, it was absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. But it was such, what? Okay.
Tract
infection? She hasn't got urinary incontinence.
What's that?
It's where you pee yourself and you have no control over it. But anyway, going back to what we were saying, it was, to me, Sunday was the perfect night for our engagement and everything. Don't you agree? We had a house full of people who are some really good friends, and Robert's face when he saw you on one knee proposing in the kitchen was priceless.
Yeah.
And then him saying, about time you can be my real daddy now, was funny. But, you know, it was just really, it was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Ooh,
they all got cranberry. And we'll just get us some cranberry juice tomorrow.
You already did?
I'm right in the middle of something, Robert. You're going to have to talk to me about it in a bit. And, you know, I had a couple of friends who were so excited and everything as well. My friend Jane, who actually does the jewelry for Maddie's memory, it has offered to make my wedding jewelry. So I have that sorted as well. Take that one. Just take the pillowcase off and put the new thing on there. Because me and AJ are going to have those pillows. So, you know, it was just such a wonderful night, and Trelly did it all for me because he loves me. You love me. You really, really love me.
I do what?
Made it a wonderful night.
Oh, my proposal?
Now you're acting like a goofball and typical man.
No. I didn't think I would make it that, you know, that special, special.
What? It was special.
Especially, it wasn't the time that I wanted to propose to you, but I guess it's like, since I got like closure out of other things in my life, I guess I was like at that moment, just why not?
It doesn't always have to be. It's something that's planned out. Sometimes there's just that moment that it says, now's the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very true.
But anywho, on that note, I'm going to play another song. And we'll be back.
Yeah, creep with me. We'll take you on a mission. Yeah, no, it's cool.
And we are back. Oh, we're in the last 15 minutes of the day.
What are you doing?
Oh, AJ's starting to get up back doing his DJing and his song remixes and stuff. He's actually really good at it. And for those of you who don't know about it or anything, me and AJ are both huge music fans. We love, love, love music. Something that's obviously passed on to my son as well, as he's a big music fan too. And, you know, it's one of those things where I was saying part of this Capture Your Grief Month for Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness. Robert, put the couch back, please. One of the things in regards to that, today's one was music. And I think with everybody, there's always a song that can capture a moment in your life. And, you know, I think regardless of, no matter who you are, you can say there's a song that always reminds you of your kids. For me, for both of my, well, for my first boy, Robert, the song that reminds me of him, and it's mainly going back to when he was little, is Usher's song, Yeah. Because that was his favorite, favorite song when he was little. And he used to dance like Usher to it. And all I have in my mind when I hear that song is my little Robertie dancing. He was so cute at it. For Matthew, it's Over the Rainbow. And there's been a few times when me and AJ have been out and we've heard that song play. I know. But it is sad because Matthew isn't with us anymore. Maybe one day a different song will remind him of me of him, but a happier one. But yeah, it's, for us, music is such a strong part of everything that we are. We used to, and I can't wait to be able to go back to doing this. When we lived in our old place, of a nighttime, we would have speakers hooked up to AJ's PSP and listen to satellite radio all night long. And we would fall asleep just listening to satellite radio. And for us, it was perfect. It was perfect. That's who we are. That's what we love is music. We surround ourselves with so much of it. Night-night, Robert. Love you. One of the things that, you know, when we're planning this upcoming wedding is a lot of it is going to be about the music. It's going to be, you know, things that mean something to us. On that note, I'm actually going to play a couple of songs because we got an air mattress issue. And I will be back.
Dreaming.
Not many women can refute it, pimpin'. I'm a nice guy, but don't get it.